It's Thursday, late afternoon, and let's be real. There are some weeks and some days when your work schedule or personal life can be tough stuff. Welcome to the Mental Health Happy Hour, brought to you by your good friends at Family Solutions, one of the largest behavioral health agencies in the state of Louisiana. Today's show is brought to you by American National Insurance agent Derek Kennedy and Dax Wings and Grill, and sponsored in part by Origin Bank, Portico, and the Dustin James team at Keller Williams. Now, here are your hosts of the Mental Health Happy Hour, Dr. Scott Zentner and Dr. Scott Shelby.
Welcome to the Mental Health Happy Hour right here on KMLB 540, 105.7 FM, and iHeartRadio. We're here to discuss mental health and wellness. As always, if you have questions, comments, please feel free to call or text the Origin Bank hotline at 318-324-1500. I'm your host, Scott Shelby, and filling in for Dr. Scott Zentner today is Dr. Bill Riddle, as everyone knows him as Dr. Phil N. Welcome, Dr. Bill.
Dr. Phil N. He's glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here today.
How are you doing, Scott?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, making it to the end of the week. And, you know, it's Thursday already, and so it's a really good opportunity here to talk about some very exciting things today. We have a really, really amazing guest today. Bill, can you share a little bit about our guest today? And you've been talking with him for quite some time, trying to nail down the time where we could find an opportunity to chat with him.
Well, hey, you know, first off, let's make sure he's on the other end. Rich, can you hear me?
I sure can. Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hi, Rich. Bill Riddle here. It's a pleasure to speak with you this afternoon.
You as well. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, where are you, if I can ask?
I am in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So, just on the Atlantic Ocean.
What a coincidence. You're there and we're not. Hey, we're always near water, though, in Louisiana.
Yeah, maybe a bayou or a swamp.
Scott, actually, this is my first time to speak with Rich. I have emailed back and forth for, I don't know, man, it seems like a couple of months, to be honest. And also, kudos to your wife, Rich, who was very helpful in kind of steering me your direction. I had come across a podcast, as I recall, Rich. Maybe it was your appearance on the Today Show. I don't remember exactly, to be honest. But I do know that a guy who spent, if I'm correct, 20 years as a Navy SEAL officer with, 13 overseas deployments, is that right?
That's correct, yeah, 20, just under 21 years, but who's counting at that point?
Yeah, no kidding. Iraq, Afghanistan, I'm assuming?
Yep, Iraq, Afghanistan, and then some other places that probably remain unmentioned, but yeah, a lot of deployments.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of deployments. And also, Scott, you would be very interested to know that Rich was the commanding officer. This is what I found impressive, the commanding officer of Navy SEAL Command. He did a lot of the self-selection of SEALs, and I think a lot of his work and his book, which I know we're going to want to promote and
That's
talk
right.
about, a lot of the work about recruitment and how to get the most out of your people, whether it's a team, how to hire effectively, how to manage stress and challenge and uncertainty, all kinds of very interesting things. So why don't we get right into it, Scott?
Yeah, and Rich, I'm excited to hear about some of your leadership strategies. And, you know, for the folks listen, as Bill mentioned, he's been very well-known, has written books, working with Simon Sinek and his organization, as well as been on many national broadcasts talking about his leadership styles and bringing in optimal performance. You know, and something that stood out to me is you've worked with, you know, a lot of organizations, but some, you know, that stand out, you know, NFL football teams, the San Francisco 49ers, like, wow, American Airlines, Zoom. I mean, these are huge, huge organizations that you've been able to come in and help influence with your business strategies and techniques, and just really excited about hearing your philosophy and really what drives you and your work with individuals and teams. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. It's great to meet you, and it's great to be here. After 21 years, it'd be unfortunate if I didn't pick up a few tips and tricks along the way. So it's always fun to kind of articulate those and see if I can get them out to people to help them in their everyday lives and in their businesses as well.
Well, Rich, give us a background of what got you interested in this line of work and consulting and working with these groups and organizations.
Yeah, you know, I found while I was in the SEAL teams, I found a fascination with human performance and performance in general. I think it came from this. I think it really started when I went through basic SEAL training. And you know, for those in the audience who may not know, I mean, there's very few people who don't know the SEALs nowadays. But you know, I went through SEAL training back in the mid '90s, and very few people knew what Navy SEALs were. But you know, Navy SEAL training, basic training, is called BUDS, Basic Underwater Demolition / SEAL Training. It's 6 months long, and it's out in San Diego, California. And there's about a 90% attrition rate, so only 10% of the guys who start finish. And that was no different in my class. I think we started with about 170 students, and we graduated 38. So those numbers are fairly consistent throughout the years. And I remember graduating with my 37 compadres there. And, you know, of course, you start training with all these people who are super athletes, super fit. You're just like, man, these people are so much better than me in many ways. And when most of them quit and you're left at the end, you know, with a small group, it causes you to wonder, certainly caused me to wonder, is, you know, how the heck did I get here? You know, how did I do this? And, you know, that question kind of continued throughout my career, and I think it was a little bit of a self-imposed imposter syndrome, just kind of continually asking myself as I went through my career, you know, what allows me to be here? What is it about me? What is it about these folks around me that allows us to be here? So it allowed me to dive deep into this performance stuff, and when I did, I found real pleasure in not only trying to figure it out, but also trying to articulate it in a way that I could communicate it to people outside the military, because a lot of times the whole Navy SEAL thing for people is just almost so far out beyond their imagination. A lot of people put SEALs up on pedestals, and it's hard for them to relate. And I really endeavor to try to close that gap and show people that, hey, Navy SEALs are just regular dudes. We've happened to find ourselves in a niche inside of which we can excel. And found things that we can do in time in our teams that allow us to excel. But at the end of the day, we're humans, and can I, you know, the challenge for me has always been, can I translate the human aspects of this stuff to people and teams? And so I think that's really what got me into the kind of consulting and the leadership space and talking to people about this. And it's been an exciting ride since, you know, I retired in 2017, so it's been about 5 years.
Speaking of I remember reading somewhere, my friend, that you were often surprised in the SEAL selection process, right? Which recruits would wash out, and perhaps those that you wondered about. I believe I read that those initially dismissed became some of your top performers. Is that right?
Well, yeah. It's you know, the people you don't the people you don't necessarily expect. I mean, no one has found a way to predict accurately who's going to make it through. And this is, and you know, SEAL training, you know, really, I mean, the impetus started in 1944 when Draper Kaufman first created the NCDUs, the Naval Combat Demolition Units. And that's when he kind of created the first version of SEAL training with Hell Week and all that stuff. And since then, it's been fairly consistent in terms of between an 80 and 90% attrition rate. And the fact is, after spending a lot of time and effort trying to figure out or trying to pre-predict people, whether or not someone's going to make it through, it just has not bore any true codified results. It's hard to tell. And oftentimes people think that the most fit people and the most in shape and the athletes
right.
are going to make it. But all the time, many times the top athletes to come to field training are some of the first to quit. So,
right.
so it has much less to do with athletics and has much less to do with, in many cases, physical. Because at the end of the day, they drop you into environments that, you know, right. and they take your physical capacity down to zero. So it's all mental.
Yeah, well,
it's
Rich,
really hard to quantify or qualify that.
Yeah, Rich, we're coming up on our first break. So we're going to take a few minutes here, and we're going to come back, and we'll be with Rich DeVinny, best-selling author, leadership, and expert in human performance. Coming back in just a few minutes on the Mental Health Happy Hour.
Does your son or daughter have trouble focusing at school or even homework? It's not always ADD. Your child could benefit from occupational therapy. Call Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy at 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
An estimated 26% of Americans aged 18 and older suffer from a diagnosable yet treatable mental health disorder. That is one out of four Americans. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, panic disorder, and social phobia. And one in five American teens. That's 20% of America's boys and girls. Sadly, many do not receive the help they need. There's good news. Here in Northeast Louisiana, there are many qualified, caring professionals who are here to help. Reach out today. It's perfectly okay. You're not alone. Help is near. Hi, I'm Derek Kennedy, a local insurance agent. With numbers like these, we all need to do our part to check in on our friends, family, church friends, and co-workers. Let's do this together.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dax? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar grill. The gang at Portico Bar Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
Listen and you'll hear it. The unmistakable sound of cheering, crashing helmets, and referee whistles that can only mean one thing. Louisiana football is back. Origin Bank has been a team player for more than 100 years, supporting our customers and communities to succeed no matter what challenges arise. From mobile pay to checking, savings, home and business loans, Origin's full suite of banking products and services is tailored to meet your individual needs. Visit originbank.com for details. Louisiana Football and Origin Bank, two proud team traditions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
You're tuned in to the Mental Health Happy Hour on KMLB 105.7 and AM 540. For questions or comments, call or text the Mosquito Authority hotline at 318-324-1500. If you're out of the area, you can reach us at 800-259-1440. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. I'm Scott Shelby alongside Dr. Bill Riddle today and our very special guest, best-selling author Rich DeVinny. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Hey, Rich, by the way, no offense, is it DeVinny or Deviney? I'm not sure if I know.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's DeVinny.
Hey, Scott, you got it right.
Hey, there we go.
Rich, you have a book called The Attributes. That's also your website address, right? The Attributes?
That's correct.
25 hidden drivers of optimal performance. Good news, Rich. Your book is in stock, six blocks away from this very radio station, at Books a Million. About 25 bucks. Yeah. It'd be a great Christmas gift, I think. The Attributes, 25 Hidden Drivers of Optimal Performance. And it is available, my friends, currently available and in stock at Books a Million here in Monroe. And available at all your other favorite booksellers. You talk about how to create better teams, which I think anyone who's perhaps a business owner, a team leader would love to hear about. We'd love to talk with you about that, perhaps, if we have time, about how to hire people effectively. And then for all of our audience, Rich, I wonder if we could talk just for a moment about managing stress better, because all of us, my friend, deal with stress, right?
Yes, of course, of course. Well, you know, it's, if we want to start with kind of the where it all begins, and that's with these attributes. And one of the things I figured about performance is that a lot of times we look at performance very visibly, what we can see in these skills.
Mm-hmm.
And skills can be measured and tested and scored, but what really shows up in our performance during stress, challenge, and uncertainty are these attributes. And so, and attributes are these hidden qualities, these things like, you know, perseverance, adaptability, patience, situational awareness, these innate qualities that are within us that really help us and drive our performance during stress, challenge, and uncertainty. So it's kind of the impetus to both dealing with stress, but also putting together a team of people that can better deal with uncertainty, challenge, and stress. If you're not looking at these attributes, you're missing a huge part of the performance picture.
So putting together a team that can deal with whatever stressors it is that the company or the business is facing, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you know, a lot of times I always define Navy SEALs as it was never about the shooting or the skydiving or the scuba diving. What we were and are masters of uncertainty. We are individuals and teams that can drop into deeply complex and uncertain environments and figure it out, perform optimally. And everybody has the capacity to do this, every individual and every team. You just have to understand how to do it. You have to understand how your own performance is, how you show up, and then how to put together a team that actually starts to work together in those times of stress, challenge, uncertainty. One of the first things that one must do is figure out where everybody starts, and we start with these attributes, because these attributes drive our performance.
I see.
Right. And I think any organization or family, you have different personalities, you have different strengths, and being able to allow everybody within that organization to really be synergized and to work together, it's a real challenge. And I know that for you coming in and applying these attributes, and whether it be, you know, working with, you know, companies on, you know, maximizing their outcomes, their results, it's just got to be, it's a real challenge to be able to take different personalities together, form a culture, and to really be able to thrive. And what are some of the challenges you've seen from applying those attributes, and how some folks, maybe they don't fit into that, or maybe they have to learn this, and how coachable people are? What's your understanding of working with individuals in that capacity?
Yeah, I mean, the first challenge for any team or organization is to understand the list of attributes that are required for that specific team or organization. So, you know, for example, the list of attributes that are required to be a great Navy SEAL team is going to look different than the list of attributes required to be a great accounting team or a teaching team or surgical team or even athletic team. So that's the first challenge, and that's something we help organizations do, is figure out what that list looks like. Because you can't effectively hire or even evaluate performance until you know that. And so we do that first. And then once you do that, you start looking at individuals, and you say, okay, what are each of the individuals of the team coming to the table with? And I just want to, you know, when it comes to these attributes, everybody needs to understand that all of us are born with all of these attributes. The difference in each one of us are the levels to which we have each. So if we take adaptability, for example, and 10 is high and 1 is low, I would be about a level 8 on adaptability. That means When the environment changes around me outside of my control, it's fairly easy for me to go with the flow and roll with it, okay? Someone else might be a level three, which means the same thing happens to them. It's difficult for them to go with the flow and roll with it. They're still adaptable because human beings are. It's just more difficult. So if we were to kind of take all these attributes and line them up on a wall like dimmer switches, all of us would have different dimmer switch settings for each one of our attributes, which starts to inform exactly how we perform in stress, challenge, and uncertainty. And so once you understand that about each individual, you start understanding, okay, how can we then work together as a team? Because someone who's a little lower on patience, or say even lower on adaptability, can pair nicely with someone who's higher on adaptability, and they can start working together and mutually supporting. Or someone who's lower on patience and someone who's higher on impatience, that works beautifully in a team, because when patience is required, the person with patience usually steps up, and when impatience is required, the person with impatience can step up and take lead. So you can start working together in a very synergistic fashion.
Yeah, one of your quotes that speaks to that, you know, is a team built on skills will be great when everything goes as planned, which is never. And that's when attributes matter most. And I think that happens in families and relationships and organizations. It's, you know, things just don't always go as planned.
It's true.
And to be able to have, you know, a foundation, a core to come back to is important, and to remind those that are important to us, whether it be in our families or in the workplace, of the things that matter and what bring us together and connect us.
100%. And you know, honestly, a team, everybody kind of thinks, when they think team, they think a sports team or a field team or, you know, something like that. A team defined is simply more people working together towards a common goal objective. That's it. That's all a team is. And so a team can be a marriage. A team can be a group of friends on a trip. A team can be a group of people at church working on a project. The team is, we're all on teams, every one of us, because we're all in some capacity, and we're all on multiple teams, by the way, because we're all in some capacity working towards a common goal or objective with at least one other person. Now, a high-performing team is a group of two or more people working together towards a common goal or objective that perform not only when things are going great, but also when things aren't going great. That's a high-performing team. So to be a high-performing team, you have to be set up in a way that allows you to perform when things are going sideways, when things get into complexity, uncertainty, and when things become stressful and challenging.
Well, it's definitely easy when things are going well, but I think in any complex organization, there's always things that need to be that could come up that need to be worked through. And it's kind of like what they said. It's easy to find individuals who like to win, but it's finding those that don't like to lose. And being able to work together and having that that same common connection to win and to define what winning is. And I think a lot of times, whether it be in relationships or even an organization, sometimes we don't know where the goal line is, and so we don't know if we're winning, if we're behind, you know, all those things. And so really having a clear target to aim at really helps you be able to move that momentum in a direction that allows each individual on the team to experience those wins, as well as the overall organization to experience an overall victory for the team.
Well, you're absolutely right. Although I will say that, you know, one of the things that makes all of this a little bit more confusing is when, and this is why we don't even use it in the SEAL teams, when we use the word winning, because even winning and losing is quite binary and not necessarily applicable to life. I mean, we don't necessarily win life. You know, we move through life and we perform, we succeed, we fail. And so I think defining our performance in ways that are less binary allows us to expand the ways we can deal with stress, challenge, uncertainty, and all of the things around us. Sometimes the best thing you can do is just to progress or make movement or get through it, right? And that is still performing optimally. That is still moving. That is still doing well. And still succeeding. So sometimes in life there is there's kind of defined winners and losers. But the other thing about winning is typically when you talk about winning, someone has to lose for you to win. And so life just doesn't present to us that black and white oftentimes. And so we sometimes have to pull ourselves out of that paradigm and say, listen, I want to succeed. I want to do well. I want to have well-being. in my life. I want to have love. I want to have friendship. And as long as I'm moving towards those things, I am succeeding. I'm marching towards my goals.
That reminds me, Scott, years ago when I first started as a counselor therapist, I had a little note, Rich, on an end table in my office. It had three words. It was just three words, and it was posted so that the client or patient could never see it. But it said, look for progress, week in, week out. I wasn't, as Rich was alluding, I wasn't looking for big wins, major outcomes, but just looking for some progress. I think I hear this.
Moving things forward. Okay. And I think that's what life does. It pulls us forward. And that's what we have to do. And that's a good point about, you know, the winning and losing and making those small incremental steps towards progress. It's something that we could all relate to and have an appreciation.
Hey, we're speaking of forward.
We're coming up on our next break and very excited to have Rich DeVinny here, best-selling author of The Attributes, 25 Hidden Drivers of Optimal Performance. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
As parents, we are so anxious for our kids to meet their next developmental milestone. Unfortunately, it's easy to compare growth skills with others. Questions? We have answers at Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy. Call 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
If you or someone you know is in emotional stress or having thoughts of suicide, please talk to a friend or a relative. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That number again is 1-800-273-8255.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dax? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it.
Dax Wings and Grill. Now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar grill. The gang at Portico Bar Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
Listen and you'll hear it. The unmistakable sound of cheering, crashing helmets, and referee whistles that can only mean one thing. Louisiana football is back. Origin Bank has been a team player for more than 100 years, supporting our customers and communities to succeed no matter what challenges arise. From mobile pay to checking, savings, home and business loans, Origin's full suite of banking products and services is tailored to meet your individual needs. Visit originbank.com for details. Louisiana Football and Origin Bank, two proud team traditions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
You're tuned in to the Mental Health Happy Hour on KMLB 105.7 and AM 540. For questions or comments, call or text the Mosquito Authority hotline at 318-324-1500. If you're out of the area, you can reach us at 800-259-1440. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. I'm Scott Shelby alongside Dr. Bill Riddle today, sitting in for Dr. Scott Zentner.
The illustrious, the one and only Scott Zentner.
There's only one Scott Zentner, and it's never the same when he's not here,
it's
Dr.
True.
Bill.
It's true.
But it's great to have you here, and what a great conversation we're having with Rich DeVinny. In Virginia Beach right now, calling in.
Former commanding officer of Navy SEAL Command.
Wow. just the resume that Rich has is so impressive. And being able to utilize those skills and that he learned working in the SEALs, and now is working with human performance and working with individuals and organizations and teams
mm-hmm.
to have better outcomes, highly optimized, and really understanding what drives them, the attributes of each team to be successful.
Yeah, you know, Scott, during our break, and thanks to all of the sponsors of the Mental Health Happy Hour, during the break, though, we were talking about our listeners and what we know that we have corporate listeners. We know we have business leaders who listen.
Of course.
The one, what did we say, the one team that almost all our listeners have in common, Rich, is going to be family.
The family team. And can you talk a little bit about how families could utilize some of these techniques so that they could fully optimize and really be able to continue to move themselves in a very progressive way to be better, more mindful, healthier families.
Members of the family.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a there's a concept in teaming that I talk about, and it's actually the way that I describe high-performing teams actually operating in task organizing. And the concept is called dynamic subordination. And dynamic subordination implies that a team understands that problems and challenges and issues can come from any angle at any moment. And when one does, the person who's the closest to that problem, the most capable, immediately steps up to take lead, and everybody follows. And then the environment changes, and the next person does. So it's a dynamic swap between leader and follower relationship, kind of like I call it alpha swapping as well, that alpha fishes position options. And so a real quick example of this in the civilian world would be the commercial airliner where, you know, none of us would debate the fact that the captain is in charge of the aircraft. However, if the captain's taxiing out to takeoff and gets a call from the maintenance person, and the maintenance person says, hey, there's a problem with your aircraft, you need to turn around. Well, no captain worth their wings is going to ignore that. They're going to immediately subordinate to that maintenance person and turn that aircraft around.
Right.
Go back to the gate, and then once they have to realize they have to deplane the aircraft, the captain doesn't step up and take charge of it either. Now the flight attendant steps up and takes charge. So it's just kind of stepping up and stepping back, and I think this dynamic subordination concept is applicable to every high-performing team, but especially families, especially when it comes to getting through hardships together, and that's what we see with the best families. We have people stepping up and taking charge while other people are allowed to recover. The dynamic subordination model allows for a recovery portion or process while someone is stepping up and kind of taking lead. Someone else can be stepping back and either supporting or resting. It's kind of like you think about the geese flying south for the summer or for the winter in the bee formation, and that lead goose is taking about 75% of the wind resistance, but that lead goose doesn't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
The whole trip, at least goose stays there for a few minutes and then swaps out and goes to the back, and another goose takes the lead to kind of swap out that position. And so this is what the best teams do, and I think this is really important for families to understand, especially when it comes to going through hardships and challenges. We have to lean on each other and support each other and step up when it's our turn to step up. And I know that happens in my family all the time, and I think
right.
most of the listeners probably agree it happens in there.
You know, Rich, something that you're talking about whenever you're, you know, going through some challenging times, and like the quote we said earlier, it's when things are going well, it's easy for folks to be on the team and to do the things that they know are important. But whenever things are very challenging and the fire's heating up, you know, talk a little bit about trust within the teams that, hey, it's okay, we're going to be here for each other, and we're going to support you, and just that opportunity whenever there is a crisis and there's an opportunity for change and growth and to really tap into some of those attributes, how trust is a critical factor in that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, trust is really the foundational factor. It's a buttress to all of this. You can't have any team without that foundational element of trust. And the interesting thing about trust is that we often think of trust as a feeling or describe it as a feeling, but a feeling defined is simply a human emotion. And so So trust is not just a human emotion. So the way we define trust is as a belief, because a belief defined is a human emotion that's been rationalized or justified by that human being. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It just matters that it has been. And so people have to form a belief of trust, and that tells us something simple and something that we all know, that you cannot make anybody trust you. All you can do is behave in a way that allows someone to make a decision to believe that they trust you. And so trust is formed. We often get it wrong. We say, well, I'm gonna let that person earn my trust, right? Or we push trust to the outside, when really it's our job to behave in a way so that others trust us. And those behaviors largely stem from attributes. They're not skills, right? Things like honesty, things like accountability, things like integrity. Those are all attributes. And so understanding these attributes and how they show up is really quite critical in understanding how trust is forming and actualizing in any team we are, whether it be family, business, or otherwise.
Yeah, and I think the attributes that you talk about are, it's a great roadmap. And if you look at anything from a structural standpoint in organizations or family, you need to have certain parameters, certain structure that drives you into being more successful, and really just being able to show up when things are difficult. And sometimes when things get challenging, you know, we can have that fear, and sometimes we can run faster away from that fear than we can to something that we would want to desire. And I think making that commitment to going towards that challenge, showing up, showing that you can trust, showing that you have those attributes of integrity, loyalty, commitment, it strengthens those relationships and allows whatever's to come next, whether it be a family or any sort of context, it shows that pattern of building that trust so that you can go to a challenging place and know that it's going to be safe, we're going to be taken care of, and we're going to move ourselves forward.
The challenge sometimes with many of the folks I've talked with in family situations, especially, Rich, those who are in crisis, maybe grief, parents are dying, there's always one of the siblings who the weight falls upon their shoulders and nobody else wants to help out. And that person is dying for somebody to assist them. Conversely, there are people, perhaps other siblings, who just wish that one sibling who's always take charge and in control would just take a breath and yield so that they could step in and be helpful. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, trust and the behaviors of trust, they always go both ways. And part of understanding and building that trust is being vulnerable with each other. And being vulnerable is not just about showing our weaknesses. It's also about showing our strengths. So wearing everything on our sleeves, our strengths and our weaknesses, but being transparent with all of it so that we can see and know what other people need, what drives other people. Because again, when it comes to the, you know, what drives one person, is going to be different than drives another person. That could be two people in the very same family. So,
yeah.
So one of the antidotes to this is communication with each other. And the biggest trusting environments have a tremendous amount of communication. It's free, it's safe, and people talk about this stuff openly so that what you're talking about, those situations that you're talking about, don't happen. But it happens all too often, and I know, and I think one of the antidotes is better, more communication amongst the team, and that's really the most trusting teams have it abundantly.
I like it, man.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
And one of the things, you know, I know it's I've heard this from time to time, and when things are hard, well, we need to turn to that. You know, that concept, is sometimes called embrace the suck. And can you talk a little bit about that and how that could be useful to families and families in general, but if you can generalize it from corporate organizations as well?
Yeah, I'm going to get into some neuroscience here, and I love I'm a closet fan of neuroscience. but let's talk about it a little bit, because I know Embrace the Suck is something you hear a lot of former Navy SEALs and maybe even active Navy SEALs say. It's a, kind of one of the mottos. But I'm always about kind of asking and trying to articulate what that SD means. And what that means is, you know, we have in our neurology and our neurobiology, we have this very powerful chemical called dopamine. And dopamine is not a reward chemical like most people understand it to be. It's actually a motivation chemical. It tells us this is good. Keep doing it. And we, in fact, can, and I can't get into the real detail. There's some podcasts out there that can really talk about this very descriptively, but we can, in fact, hack into our dopamine, by deliberately finding pleasure and joy in any environment. And so what Embrace the Suck actually means is when you're in challenging situations, when you're in hardship, try to find something that you can say or even state that you enjoy. What's some little thing that you can take pleasure from, find growth in, even find gratitude in, and that will initiate this dopamine response in a way that allows our physiology to begin basically embracing the suck. And so Embrace the Suck is the act of, in challenge, in hardship, in uncertainty, finding ways to implement a little bit of gratitude, joy, pleasure, humor is a really good way to do it, and it helps you step through these environments, and that's why the best teams do this together.
Well, Rich, what a great concept there, and finding those little things that you can bring that appreciation to right here in the here and now, because whenever things get challenging, it's good to be reminded that there are positive things that we're learning, we're growing, we're experiencing. We're coming up on another break. Rich, we'll be back in a few minutes to finish up in our last segment. Rich DeVinny, best-selling author, The 25 Attributes. We'll be right back.
As a parent, are you concerned with the way your child pronounces certain words? Maybe reading and writing is a struggle? Getting help early is important. Call Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy today at 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
An estimated 26% of Americans aged 18 and older suffer from a diagnosable yet treatable mental health disorder. That is one out of four Americans. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, panic disorder, and social phobia. And one in five American teens. That's 20% of America's boys and girls. Sadly, many do not receive the help they need. There's good news. Here in Northeast Louisiana, there are many qualified, caring professionals who are here to help. Reach out today. It's perfectly okay. You're not alone. Help is near. Hi, I'm Derek Kennedy, a local insurance agent. With numbers like these, we all need to do our part to check in on our friends, family, church friends, and coworkers. Let's do this together.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dax? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar and grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
Listen and you'll hear it. The unmistakable sound of cheering, crashing helmets, and referee whistles that can only mean one thing. Louisiana football is back. Origin Bank has been a team player for more than 100 years, supporting our customers and communities to succeed no matter what challenges arise. From mobile pay to checking, savings, home and business loans, Origin's full suite of banking products and services is tailored to meet your individual needs. Visit originbank.com for details. Louisiana Football and Origin Bank, two proud team traditions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
You're tuned in to the Mental Health Happy Hour on KMLB 105.7 and AM 540. For questions or comments, call or text the Mosquito Authority hotline at 318-324-1500. If you're out of the area, you can reach us at 800-259-1440. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. I am Scott Shelby alongside Dr. Bill Riddle.
That's right. It's good to see you, Scott.
You too. It's been a while since I've seen you.
I know.
It's good to see you again.
Glad to fill in.
Very special guest, Rich DeVinny, best-selling author, The Attributes, 25 Hidden Drivers of Optimal Performance, a former Navy SEAL, joining us from Virginia Beach today for our last probably 6 or 7 minutes here. We're just, you know, first off, we're just so excited and appreciative that you came on and you're sharing some of your work with us and our listeners. Very, very important. And so what are some things that you would like to share with us and our audience that we have not had a chance to discuss here today?
Oh gosh, well, you know, I think that
big question.
I want to overemphasize is that we have to consider more than just these visible skills when we're considering performance, or else we're not going to build teams that actually effectively operate when things are going bad. I mean, in the book, this is what I call the dream team paradox, where teams are put together based on a collection of the best skills, you know, whatever it is, the best marketing person, the best graphics designer, the best lawyer, the best salesperson, and all these people come together. And typically, teams like that, these dream teams, they operate when things are going really well, but when things go sideways, they turn toxic. So we have to put together these teams based on attributes. And then I would also say, when it comes to stress, challenge, and uncertainty, you know, it's really important that we understand this idea of performing optimally. And optimal performance is not always trying to be at your peak. It's really understanding what proper energy management is. And this is how Navy SEALs do it. We're not always at peak. We're always managing our energy properly. That's based on what we need in the moment. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the myths I'll bust about Navy SEALs, because sometimes you see it in Hollywood and TV, is you just see a bunch of Navy SEALs getting ready to go on a mission and they'll be in a huddle and high-fiving and hoo-yahing like an athletic team getting ready to take the field, and that's not how it happens at all. In fact, most of the time, we'd be in our helicopters on the way into combat, and guys would be sleeping, they'd be napping, and the reason is because we don't know what's coming. We don't know what's going to be required. We're not going to waste our energy on things we don't need to waste our energy. So optimal performance allows us to peak on demand and recover on demand. I think this is a key not only to performing in a high-performing team, but also, I think, mental and physical health.
I remember reading that. I thought it was very interesting, what you just said. Hey, Rich, one of the things that, or two quick things, that I guess we've got a few minutes left.
That's right.
Narcissism, it's such a dirty word now. Everybody's narcissistic if they happen to have high self-regard. But I read somewhere that you consider cunning and even narcissism as healthy traits. Tell us what you mean, please.
Yeah, they can be healthy traits. They can certainly be pejorative. Mm. You know, cunning is just simply thinking outside the box. That's all cunning is. The cunning mind looks at a problem and asks three questions, basically. It asks, what are the rules and boundaries? Are those rules and boundaries real or perceived? Mm. And if they are real, then what happens if I break them? That's what the cunning mind does. And the cunning mind then goes to seek solutions that are outside the box. So cunning can obviously be used maliciously, but it can also be used benevolently. And it's one of the most, it's one of the key attributes for all Navy SEALs, to be honest with you. Narcissism is a little tougher because narcissism comes with a stigma, again, because narcissistic personality disorder is a bad thing, and narcissism is malignant. But again, if you look at the basic definition of narcissism, it's the desire to stand out, be recognized, and be adored. And I'll tell you what, every single human being on this planet, at some point in their lives, wants to stand out, be adored, and be recognized. It's a very human thing. And so sometimes narcissism can be the, or at least a little bit, be the impetus to very audacious goals. I mean, why else would someone want to be a Navy SEAL or the top doctor or the top, you know, salesperson? And so the idea is you can metabolize and use narcissism effectively as long as you have healthy, loving, trusted teams around you. Because the way that you can tell the malignant narcissist is just to simply look at the person look at the people that they surround themselves with. The malignant narcissist will always surround themselves with yes men and people who bend the knee and always put them on a pedestal. And oh, by the way, those groups are transient, because if someone leaves that group, then that person immediately becomes enemy number one to that narcissist. That's how it works. But if we've surrounded ourselves with people who trust us, who we trust, who give us bad news, who keep us grounded, in love and trust, then we can actually effectively metabolize a little bit of narcissism. And make those audacious goals. And so I think that's a healthier way to look at it, because all of us have at least a little bit in us.
Very interesting perspective there on that type of personality and thinking outside the box there. And Rich, I know that you do consulting and you do work with organizations. How could individuals in our listening audience get in touch with you in addition to the book to contact you for coaching and strategies on optimizing their organization and their staff's performance?
Yeah, well, thank you. The best and easiest way is just to go to our website, theattributes.com, and there you'll find all of our stuff. You can take a look at the first draft of the book. We have some assessment tools, but you also fill out a form, and it'll come direct to us if you want to work with us, and we'll contact you. And yeah, we have a whole customer journey. We can take people through attribute discoveries. Our journey is basically a Masters of Uncertainty journey, so we can help people and teams become Masters of Uncertainty. And so, yeah, check us out. And also my Instagram handles and social media handles are there as well. So you can check us out at theattributes.com.
It looks great. I saw your website. It all looks great. The book is called The Attributes, 25 Hidden Drivers of Optimal Performance. Scott, it's available right here at Books A Million in Monroe.
That's right. And just what a great conversation with Rich Devinney today, and performance outcomes, optimizing individuals' performance within groups. And Rich, I can't thank you enough for being able to hop on today, share your wisdom with us and our listening audience. Thank you so much for being able to hop on today.
Well, thanks again for having me. I know it was a little bit difficult getting it scheduled. I'm really glad we got it in. I very much enjoyed our conversation. So thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, boy. Hey, thanks for hanging in with us. And we've greatly enjoyed our hour. Take care, my friend.
You as well. Thanks.
Well, Dr. Riddle, that was a great conversation we had with Rich Devinney.
I think you're a terrific guest.
Oh, my goodness. Just a wealth of knowledge and, you know, his background, who he works with. Just what an incredible individual. And for those out there, theattributes.com, check out Rich Devinney and how he could be helpful to you and your organization. I'm Scott Shelby.
I'm Bill Riddle, guys. Hey, it's almost Thanksgiving. Is that next week?
No.
Yes.
And it,
so,
yeah. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, that's right. Bye, everybody.